Okay, so tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin Siman Reish Nun in Hilchos Shabbos here in the Mishnah Berurah. So this Tesvav Amud Beis, Siman Reish Nun. So we're just going to read the first part of what the Mechaber has to say in Si'if Aleph. So it says in the Mechaber, Yashkin Baboker, these are Hachanos Hasu'udos L'Shabbos, the preparation of the meals for Shabbos. Yashkin Baboker, B'yom Shishi L'Hachin Tzorche Shabbos. A person should wake up early in the morning on Friday in order to prepare the Tzorche Shabbos. And even if a person has many other avadim that are able to serve him, that are able to do things for him, he should still go out of his way to do it himself, that he should prepare the tzorchei Shabbos himself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph, Yashkin Bavokar, Dichsiv, Vayubiyam Ashishi Vechino Asesher Yaviyu, Vigomer, Hachana Dum Yida Ava'a. It says in the same pasuk, Vehechinu, and Asesher Yaviyu. So apparently the Hachana and the Hava'a are linked to one another. The Hava'a Saman Haloi Salal to Baboker. When did they do the Hava'a of the Man? That was right away in the morning. Baboker. Because that's a Beferish Pasuk that they went out to collect the Man in the Boker. So Hachana Shal Shabbos Tia Miyad Baboker. So Hachana also should be right away in the morning. You should not delay. You should not wait until later in the day. V'hainu Miyad Achar Kriyas Shema Tefillah. How early is early? How early in the day should you be doing Hachanos for Shabbos? As soon as davening is over, Ach im huragil lulmod achar atvila ezo shir kotzov o shalom im rabim al yivatlenu. But if you have a dafyomi shir after davening, you have some sort of Mishnah Berurah shir after davening, something like that, don't be mevatel that. Ugmosh kazim sof sim reishon aleph. So you can go out, you go shopping for Shabbos after that, you go start your cooking after that. But if you sit down for morning seder right after davening, and by the time you get to the store, it's going to be all sold out, all the good stuff is going to be gone, then you should really go shopping first and do the learning later on. And if it's even worse, that if you wait until after davening, everything's going to be sold out and you're not going to be able to find anything for Shabbos, and go shopping before davening, which is something we never tell people to do. We always discourage doing things before davening. Ach yira likros kriya shema kimin shekvar yigi hazmana. But if it's very zman kriya shema, you better say kriya shema. Ve'inza b'chal ma'asham rasalas chavatzav kodim shispal shuzu chavtish shemaimi. And the Mishmur says, I know what you're thinking. How on earth can we let you do stuff like this before davening? To go shopping before davening? No, that's only chavatzecha asurim. You're not allowed to do your own needs before davening. But this is chavtish shemaim. This is for tzaruch mitzvah, and therefore you're allowed to do it before davening if need be. So ideally, after your shir that follows davening, if you can't do that because it's not going to be available, then at least after davening. If it's not going to be available after davening, then even before davening is mutter. Siv katan beis biyom shishi v'yoser tov mishayikna biyom chamishi. Much better to go shopping on Friday than on Thursday. Shuminka yoser shulukavod Shabbos. Because when you go shopping on Friday, it's much more obvious that you're doing it lukavod Shabbos as opposed to things that you do on Thursday. It's not so obvious that it's being done l'kvod Shabbos. Or Hashulchan writes that even if there's a greater tircha to go shopping on Erev Shabbos, meaning the lines are going to be worse, it's going to be more of a hassle, the parking lot is going to be a mess, nevertheless, you go through a greater tircha in order to enhance the kvod Shabbos. Bir Alacha writes that when we had back in Siman Reish Mem Beis, that when you're baking, you should dafka bake on Friday, because the pasuk says that that which you bake should be baked dafka then. So if a person, the Rav Nissim Kralitz points out over here, it's according to the Dirshu, if a person is only going to bake or cook for once every 2 months and they're going to freeze everything, missing something from the Kavod Shabbos, because ideally it should be done right before Shabbos, and it should be done on Friday, on the day preceding Shabbos. Unless, as Mishmur, we're dealing with something that requires a lot of preparation, like salting meat, that you need to do already on Thursday. But let's say the meat that you find on Thursday is very lean, and there's a suffix that on Friday you might find better meat. Yamtin al yom shishi, better to wait for Friday to buy the better meat rather than to buy the meat on Thursday, even though it may take a long time to prepare it properly. Now it makes most sense that when we're talking about the winter time, it makes more sense that you may need to get stuff done on Thursday, because a very short Friday doesn't give you much opportunity to do things. Now he segues into another topic, so to speak. He says, you know, whenever you buy anything for Shabbos, you should always say, Zehu l'chvod Shabbos. That I'm doing this l'chvod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos means that you're preparing in advance to see to it that you'll be able to have nice things for Shabbos. So do that when you buy a delicious dessert, when you buy a nice piece of meat. You say, Zehu l'chvod Shabbos. Ki adibur hu po'el harbe b'kedusha. Unbelievable yisod. The Mishnah tells us that when a person puts words to something, it does a lot in the world. Putting words out into the world has an impact on the Kedusha. And even if you prepared already early on, it's a mitzvah to continue up until Ben HaShemashos. That you should prepare a second time. Pasuk says, Zachar Yom HaShabbos HaKadsho, V'dorshu Beishamai, and Beishamai Darshin, Shetei Zochro Me'echad B'Shabbos. That already on Sunday you should be thinking about recalling Shabbos, which means, Beishamai says, Nizdami L'chachelik Yafate Masakna L'Shabbos. If you come across something really nice and good, designated for Shabbos. V'omrel Shamai Azakin, they said about Shamai Azakin, Shekol Yomav HaYochel L'Kvod Shabbos. Every day he was always worrying about Kvod Shabbos. Every day, whatever he would eat was always for the sake of Kvod Shabbos, because he motzi behemanoa omer zol Shabbos. If he found a really nice behema, he would say, "Okay, this will be for Shabbos." Matzacher is noy menif. He found an even nicer one the next day. Ochel rishonu meniach hashniyah al Shabbos. He would put aside the new one that he found for Shabbos, and he would eat the first one. Nimtza shachili he kedesh tashar yafish al Shabbos. So it turns out that even the eating that he did on Monday was for the sake of Kvod Shabbos, because he dafka ate the weaker, the worst of the two animals on Monday, so that he could have the better one for Shabbos. So everything he did, all days of the week, always turned out to be for Shabbos. Aval Hillel Azakin midah cheres haisabo. But Hillel Azakin had a different midah. Shayomer Baruch Hashem Yom Yom Yamas lanu tzarkenu. He would say Baruch Hashem Yom Yom, and I assume that each day I'll get what I need for that day, so I can eat whatever delicious meat I find on Monday. I can eat on Monday. I don't need to designate it for Shabbos. V'skimu harbe poskim shigam Hillel moda shekedim reshamay adifat fei. So normally you would pass like the Beis Hillel over the Beis Shammai, but the poskim say that no, Hillel is moda. That Shammai, that Beis Shammai's hanhaga over here is the better hanhaga. But Hillel was working on his bitachon, so he had this sense of bitachon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would be able to provide for, would be able, of course, but would provide for him for Shabbos the most delicious thing later on in the week. Hillel did this because he was trying to be mechazik his midas habitachon. But normal people, if you're not a bal bitachon of the caliber of Hillel, everyone would agree that better to do like Shammai, that whenever you find something good, designate it for Shabbos, put it away for Shabbos until you find something better. And certainly if the item that you found is a rarity and it's not going to be easy to find, it doesn't typically become available again, so for sure that you should put it away for Shabbos. And then the Mishnah Berurah says another topic: mitzvah litom mikol tafshil be'erev Shabbos. There is a mitzvah to taste from every food that you prepared for Shabbos. You know, lekvod Shabbos kedei lesaknan yafa kahogan, in order to make sure that everything is prepared properly. Vayim b'sefer shulchan shlomot datim b'Shabbos mikol min bevaday hi mitzvah v'remez lezeh toameha chayim zachu. And the preparation of every min and tasting it to make sure that it's prepared properly is a fulfillment of the pasuk of Toameha Chayim Zachu. The Machzor Vitri writes is that the schar for tasting from the tafshilim on Erev Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos is that Marichon Lo Yama B'Shnosav. So not bad, pretty good schar. Why do we do it? So the Mishnah Berurah says we do it to make sure the food is good, so that you'll have the best Kvod Shabbos. However, the Machzor Vitri says that it's Shalo Yavali Dekas, that you shouldn't get angry at the members of your household. How come you burnt the meat when you barbecued it or whatever? So you take care of everything in advance. This way you'll ensure that there's going to be shalom bayis. In fact, in a number of tshuvas from the Dirshu quotes over here, that even on Erev Shabbos Chazon, that there's no heter to eat meat, they say you're allowed to be toim from the Tavshil Shabbos, you just have to spit it out afterwards. In Shuvas Arletzion, he says that someone who does this every Erev Shabbos always tastes a little bit, he's allowed to even swallow on Erev Shabbos Chazon, because that's what you're doing, Lekvod Shabbos, so that overrides the minug of the 9 days. A little bit vital, we'll begin Sifkatan Gimel today. Lachim Batmo, he said it's better for you to be personally involved in the Hachanos, the mitzvahs Kibbutz Shabbos Mutal Kol Adam, because every person is obligated in Kibbutz Shabbos. Ukedichsev across the Shabbos Oneg leKadosh Hashem Mechubad uMitzvah Bo Yosem Mibeshlucho. Better to do it yourself rather than have someone else do it for you. V'hu Adin Bekala Mitzvos Mitzvah by Yosem Mibeshlucho Vayin Beralacha. This is true of all mitzvos, including Hachana for Shabbos. So to summarize what we did today, first we said that a person should get up early on Friday to prepare for Shabbos, and if the food is not going to be available later after you finish your learning Seder or after you finish davening, you can even go get it before learning and even before davening, and that's called Chefzei Shemayim. Then we said that it's better to prepare on Friday than to prepare on Thursday, because it's more obviously for the sake of Shabbos, though if it's a very short Friday it might be better to do things Thursday. And then we said for most people the Midah of Shammai works better, to always put aside whatever good thing you can find for the sake of Shabbos. But when Hillel didn't do that way, it's because he was working on his bitachon. And then we said there's an Indian of Tayameha, but Tayameha doesn't mean ordering a separately catered affair that has nothing to do with your Shabbos food, just so you could stuff your face and get drunk before Shabbos. No, Tayameha means that you're looking at the Shabbos food, tasting the Shabbos food, a little taste, just to make sure that the food is good, so that you'll be able to honor Shabbos properly, and not chas v'shalom to do the opposite by becoming so full that you're not able to eat anything on Shabbos. Tomorrow we will finish up Simin Resh Nun. Everyone have a good night.